Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord, is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we'll say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture has to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of those two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 1, found on your insert. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked,
nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord,
and they meditate on his law of day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither.
Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked.
They are like chaff which the wind blows away.
Therefore, the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes,
nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked is doomed.
Thank you.
Second reading is from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar, but not by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning the Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Last couple of weeks. First of all, because Pastor Paul is retiring and Pastor Grace will not be here to talk about URA, so it looks like it's up to me. Partly because the school isn't sure what it's doing yet, how it's going to handle the end of the year. They're thinking about maybe having graduation before finals. So we don't have a date yet. We're not sure where it's going to be held. We're not sure who's doing it other than it's me. Because, like, I'm in the clergy in town. But as I think about the graduates and I think about the message that I might give them, I think about, and we all think about, either the joy or the sorrow of leaving high school and then going on to whatever's next. And I know for a few, they're going to go straight from high school to their forever job. But for most, they have a break between when they start training or go to the military or go to college or who knows what. But this time is a time of not knowing where they quite fit. But I also think about if this is the last time they attend a service in Hammondsport, what do they need to hear? What do they need to take them throughout the rest of their lives? Last Thursday was Ascension Day, and on Ascension Day, it's 40 days after Easter, and Jesus ascends into heaven. And he says, but don't worry, you'll be okay, hang out for a while, and I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the one who will lead you and guide you. But for now, and he doesn't say in 10 days, he says, for now I'm leaving, but don't worry, I'm sending someone else. What must they have been thinking? I wonder, every year I wonder what they did. Were they expecting another Messiah to just come and show up and continue to work with them? Could they have even envisioned the Holy Spirit? Not knowing how long it is betwixt and between, and we know that feeling. We know what it's like to not know when things are going to change. So today we hear in the Gospel of John, it's called the High Priestly Prayer. It's the prayer that Jesus offers for his disciples and for us. It takes place on the night of the Last Supper, immediately after he washes his disciples' feet and tells them to go and love one another, tells them that I am now considering you friends. But he prays for them. And I think of all the times we hear Jesus pray in Scripture, not a lot. We hear that he prays. We hear that he goes to a secluded place to pray. Sometimes he prays aloud before he does a healing. He spoke to God out loud before he raised Lazarus. And I guess speaking out loud to God is a prayer. He teaches us the Lord's Prayer, but that's not actually praying when Jesus is teaching. He prays when he's feeding the 5,000 by taking the bread, blessing the bread, breaking the bread, and giving it to them. But this is the first time and the only time we hear him pray for the disciples. And when I think about prayer, gosh, we think something happens or we wouldn't pray, right? We hope that prayer changes something. Us or the world. We believe that God has the power. And there's different types of prayer. Coming together to worship is a type of prayer. Offering praise and thanksgiving to God is a prayer. We have petitions where we pray for something that we need. Give me strength, give me courage. A petition is also where we ask for forgiveness. An intercessory prayer is where we pray on behalf of someone else. And that's what Jesus is doing for us on that night before he leaves them. And we know that when we pray, we've been taught that sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes it's maybe, or not yet, or not in that way. But the way that Jesus prays with confidence tells us that he knows that the prayer matters. And so he starts out by saying, they know me, and they know everything, they know the word. I have taught them, and now they know everything. And Lord, they know everything comes from you. That we have not created things out of nothingness, that it all comes from God, including ourselves. And then he says, protect them. Protect them from the world, because we are not of the world, but we are in the world. And I know that's an odd distinction that we have trouble hanging on to. That yes, we are in the world, but we come from God. We are of God. And that's where our focus needs to stay. Because when our focus is on the cares of the world, the values of the world, the thoughts of the world, the behavior of the world, then we get turned astray. And so Jesus says, protect them from that. Protect them from thinking that they are in charge, or that the ways of the world are the answer. Protect them from the evil one, the one that tells us lies, that tempts us, that whispers sweet nothings or doubts or fears. And then Jesus continues and says, sanctify them. And what does that mean to be sanctified? Well, sanctified is where you're set apart, where you are made holy, where you are marked as Christ's own forever, where you have a special mission in life. You have been chosen for a ministry, a task. God, sanctify them. And then he says, as you have sent me, so I send them. And that's the point of this. That he is sending us into the world to continue to spread the message, to pray protection for others, to pray sanctification for others, to know that we are not of this world, to know Jesus' word. And so that's what Jesus says on his last night with them. Lord, protect them. Protect them from all the changes and chances of this world. Help them to know that they are yours. You know, we have so many betwixt and between times in our lives. I think of those times in my life when I waited for the next check to come in, or the next job to manifest, or the good news to come. We don't know how long those waiting periods are. But this week I'm reminding you that you are being sent to preach the good news to people, especially when they are in that time of transition, that time of unknowing, that time of danger, that time of fear. To help them to know that God watches, that God hears us, that God answers us, that God protects us, that God loves us, and will from now until the end of time. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in saying the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 of the prayer book. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our friends, friends and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael Curry, our presiding bishop, and Prince Singh, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray especially for Chris, Gail, Kimberly J., Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. Hear us, Lord.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
My daughter's birthday.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you.
Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Just a couple of brief announcements. In case you noticed, our yard looks especially good. I'd like to thank those who worked on mulching and weeding and taking out the tree and putting in bushes and perennials and flowers and bulbs. So thank you. Village-wide yard sale is Friday, June 4th and Saturday, June 5th. Please call me if you can sign up for a 2-hour slot. We will be open 8 to 4 Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. We also need volunteers to help set up about 7 o'clock in the morning. If you have stuff, get in touch with Joni. We're looking for baked goods and somebody who wants to coordinate the baked goods just to keep track of a list of who's bringing what so we don't have only chocolate chip cookies or gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. Just saying. And I know that you know, or I'm guessing that you know, that the CDC said vaccinated individuals don't have to wear masks. New York State did not say that. But what we know as a faith family is that we're not ready to have separate seating sections or to ask people for proof. So for now, while we're trying to figure things out, we ask you to continue wearing your mask, continue to distance, to help keep everyone safe and feel welcome. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. After his glorious resurrection, he openly appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be and reign with him in glory. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Christ Jesus taught us, we now pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us be pleased. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward down the center aisle. Here are your hands before you come forward and maintain distance. I will put the host in your hand. I invite you to go back down the center of the side aisles and then to consume once you are in your seat. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Thank you. Christ. Post-communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.